In the dressing room, Michael McNiven said he was frustrated that there was no replay or anything on that first goal. Did you guys ever get an explanation?
We're not allowed to. He said he didn't see anything. But if it was an NHL goal, I don't think it'd be a goal. But that being said, it's the league we're on and this league we're in, and there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, even if we talk until the cow comes home, it's not going to change anything. Mm-hmm. So in our league, that's the way it is, and it's like that for all the games and for both teams.
And what made the difference in tonight's game?
I think they made us pay a couple of mistakes we made, and we didn't finish. We had an opportunity to score a goal, and we didn't. And I thought their goalie was solid, and it's a very frustrating game as a coach because the guys give their all. Every little mistake we made and bad decision, we kind of paid the price. It wasn't a lack of effort or lack of caring. It's very frustrating. But overall, kind of respect the push. You give 20 shots to Syracuse with four rookie at center, like I said. Got to respect the guys, what they're bringing. They're not perfect, but at the end of the day, they're young guys. A lot of rookies around that lineup that give us our best. So I have to... You know, between the frustration as a head coach and the teacher that knows that where we are here is for make them the better player they can, they're getting a lot of good lessons.
And now heading into this weekend, based on your experience either as a former player or as a head coach, like you guys haven't had much success in Belleville this year. Is it easy to put the past behind?
Well, the good news is our game in Belleville, last time we were there, we lost in overtime, was one of our best game of the year. So we had a successful game there, even if it wasn't in the result overall. Let's see how we do. We're going to reset, let them rest tomorrow, and see how it goes Friday.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.